As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Here we go. Hour 3, G-Bag Nation here, 105.3, the Fan, home of the Cowboys, home of the Rangers. It's a big sports Monday, and we got a game 2 tonight that it's a must-have, as Eddie Olczyk joining us now, the United States Hockey Hall of Famer. Had a great 16-year career, had a record 18-game point streak in his prime, which was
a
record.
Bad man.
Yeah, and now with the NHL on TNT, of course. Eddie, a good afternoon. Thank you for joining us once again, buddy. How the heck are you?
I'm doing well, guys. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Salute to you. Now, what can you tell us? What's gone wrong for our Stars?
Boy, well, actually, it was their best game that they've played probably in, I don't know, 3 weeks, 3.5, 4 weeks. Everybody knows going into the playoffs, they were obviously limping in, not winning in 7 games, going 0-5-2. But I think it even kind of stretched a little bit past that when they were on that great run where I think they got points in 10 straight games. And we were in there for with TNT. I think the Blues were in town, and we talked to the terrific head coach of your Dallas Stars, Peter DeBoer. And you can kind of just tell in breaking down coach speak, I think is the verbiage I used in that game, is, yeah, we're winning games. But I took it as is like there were stretches in quite a few games that were concerning where they just weren't playing the way that they needed to play, but they were finding ways to win. And I think what ended up happening was, is at the end of the year, that caught up with them. And look, they played a strong game the other night. I mean, they were right there, a 2-1 game, and an outstanding use of the timeout for maybe non-hockey fans. You only get one timeout in the National Hockey League, and they're down 2-0 on the power play in the third period. And you know, their top power play unit was out there. They didn't have anything going, and they used the timeout, and they scored a goal, and they were back in it. The crowd was in it, and, they just ended up, obviously, it wasn't a 5-1 game, but it's 8 in a row now, and having played as long as I did and stood behind the bench for a couple of years, a bunch of years ago, and now broadcasting, it is tough to get off this roller coaster sometimes when it's going either way. Now, obviously, you love it when you win in 7, 8, 9, 10 games in a row and you're getting points. But when it goes the other way, it almost seems like the train is going faster and faster. And, yeah, we know Jason Robertson, and, yeah, no Miro Heiskanen. But I think the mindset's got to be for this team is let's try to win a game 2-1 and give Jake Oettinger all the help you can and see what happens. So it's dire times. There's no doubt. I said the other night in our TNT broadcast, I know Peter DeBoer said that with their history recently is, they've had tough times in game ones of series. It's way different, or was way different in my opinion, because somebody had asked him, like, do you think this is a must win? And, and of course he did not. But I thought that maybe it wasn't a must win in capital letters, but it was in lowercase, that's for sure, because you want to stop the bleeding somehow, and obviously they weren't able to do it. But I think they can grab from what they did is that it's one of their better games in a long time, and you got another chance to get back into the series because the Colorado Avalanche are the real deal, and the Stars got to find a way to win a game, let alone get in the series. They got to win a hockey game because it's been way too long for this team.
Eddie, you made a great point on the broadcast tonight about Peter maybe mixing up some lines and stuff like that.
Yeah,
is that something that you know you've kind of gone the whole entire season, and is it something that is that simple, or is it just you got to try something when you're not playing well right now?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's it. Look, and as I said, you know, Pete's been, I mean, he's had a lot of success in this league, and you know, he knows his personnel, and you know, look, unfortunately for him, he's seen a lot of different combinations here over the course of the last, you know, just go back to the Four Nations faceoff where, you know, you got people coming in, you got people going out, you've got guys not playing, you got guys coming back. I mean, so they've had obviously lots of different looks, but I think most coaches, when you are going in a situation where you haven't scored and, you know, you're looking to just kind of shake it up a little bit, right? And he moved the lines around a little bit. And I think all you're looking for is you're just looking for that one combo. And I'm talking more specifically about the trios up front, you know, the forward units of, you know, can I get, I think he went to Hintz, Ben, and Rantanen, I think, in that third period at some point. You're just looking for a line to shake it up a little bit, just to get everybody's attention, but just also look for some kind of a combination. Look, and some coaches like to move just the left wingers, and maybe they move the centers, and they move the right wingers. I mean, there's lots of different philosophies, but I just think when you are in desperate times and you haven't found a way to score, look, the Stars had chances. They did. Yeah. They had chances throughout the game. They just weren't able, to cash in, right? I mean, on two of the goals for Colorado the other night, the Stars had unbelievable chances right before that. They weren't able to score, and then Colorado comes right down the ice and gets a couple of goals. So just think about the swings in momentum within the game or within the shift where you think you're going to put one into the back of the net. And I mean, I think it was Marchman that had the unbelievable chance at 2-1, and then all of a sudden they come back the other way and, you know, they end up scoring and make it 3-1 and eventually win 5-1. So I just think it's all about feel, and Peter DeBoer certainly knows his team best. But I think you're in a situation where if you see or recognize that, hey, two or three guys aren't going and maybe they're all on separate lines, well, maybe you sit there and go, well, you know what, I got to put those three guys together and I got to get some other guys up there and those particular lines and maybe help those other guys that are, you know, that are going. So, you know, I thought Matt Duchene was one of those guys that had a real strong game from the seat I was sitting in the other night at American Airlines Center.
Eddie Olczyk with us here in the G-Bag Nation. You mentioned Miro earlier. From a Stars perspective, we're just praying to the hockey gods. Can we please get him back at some point in this series? But a huge boost for Colorado could be Gabriel Landeskog, who is now active. He hasn't played in 3 years. I mean, is this more of an emotional lift here? Do you know any more of this? Is he actually going to go? And how good could he be? He hasn't played hockey in forever.
Yeah, I think that's interesting because there is, at this time of year, there is a lot of propaganda. There is a lot of, verbiage coming from all different camps in the National Hockey League. And, you know, when it was reported that, you know, that Landeskog was going to go down to the minors and play a couple of games, which he did. And then he comes back and he's with the team and he's around and he's on the ice at practice and he's traveling with the team and he's in the locker room. There is that unbelievable moral support. I mean, they're the only ones. Like, we asked the question to Jared Bednar, the head coach of the Avalanche, and, you know, he was very coy and, you know, he's on, you know, he's here. And without really saying anything, it's just one of those things where at any given time, you know, when will be the right time where he, you know, where they do give him a shot. Now, you know, there's lots of different philosophies when it comes to playoff hockey is that as long as everybody's healthy and, you know, you win a game, you very rarely see line changes. So am I expecting him to play tonight without hearing anything or whatever? I mean, I would lean more no than yes. But you turn around and sit there and go, well, if you're going to get him in, wouldn't this be a great opportunity to get him into a game before they would go home and see how it goes? So any inside info, absolutely not. The Avalanche were very tight-lipped. I think it will be that way until he gets an opportunity to play, whether it's in this series or the next one. But think about it. The last time he played, he was hoisting the Stanley Cup for the Avalanche some 3 years ago.
So if we look at this series in retrospect and it plays out, you don't get Miro back, you don't get Robertson back, they lose. Would you think, boy, we got to retool this thing, maybe less forwards, more help on the back end? Or would you just think we got unlucky and hit a rough patch and then got hurt?
I would lean more towards, because I think you know, Jimmy Neal and his staff, they've done an amazing job here. I really do. Look, when you do lose an impact player, you know, like Haskinen on the back end, it's a trickle down effect. Now you're asking guys to play way above where they probably should consistently. Most teams you could get by for, you know, a couple of games or, you know, a stretch, but, and especially when you're going up against a team like Colorado. I mean, but that's the hand that's dealt. I would describe it as, the Stars are playing five card stud with probably 3.5 cards right now. And sometimes you might get, you know, might get dealt three Kongs. You might, but you're asking for a tall task for the guys that are out there to be able to do it. So you need the guy in goal. You need Otter to be perfect. You need your specialty teams to come up large when you do get the opportunities, and you cannot give the Avalanche or any team you're playing, doesn't matter what the situation, you can't give them any freebies, right? You can't give them any clear opportunities where they could be prevented with, you know, your lack of puck management. So if it goes sideways or continues to go sideways for the Stars, I would look at it long-term and go, look, they got some damn good players there. I mean, you're going to have to make some decisions on a couple of guys at contracts expiring. But at the end of the day, I think the foundation is there to make a run. And look, you don't bring in a guy like Mikko Rantanen and commit to him like you did, and all of a sudden sit there and think that you're going to continue to make, you know, massive changes on the ice because you do have a heck of a foundation there already. But at this time of year, you got to step up, and nobody's going to feel sorry for you. So I think for the Stars, it's just worrying about winning one game right now to get off the schneid and then give yourself a chance to get the Colorado tied up at one.
Yeah, the big concern for us, Eddie, was just the Stars defensively. I mean, even if you had Miro, I think that's definitely being a weakness for them, why they haven't been able to advance to the Cup Final and losing some series to Vegas and then to Edmonton.
Sure.
So,
sure.
I mean, if you look at how they're constructed, even if you have Miro, do you think they're good enough defensively? I mean, I've just been struggling to find, where do they have an edge in this series outside of goalie?
Yeah, I mean, no team, you know, there are people that maybe argue this. I mean, there is no perfect hockey player. I mean, there are some unbelievably talented, and you got one on the other end in Colorado and Cale Makar, where you start looking at numbers and what he's doing. I mean, you know, for maybe some of the younger listeners, I mean, take a look at the numbers and what Bobby Orr did in the National Hockey League for so many years. I mean, that's the comparison to a guy like that. I mean, Bobby Orr was as perfect as a hockey player that maybe there ever was on the back end. But I feel like, yeah, I mean, what was one of the reasons why they brought in Chris Tanev last year, right? I mean, because he was able to be that defensive type of guy, you know, that all teams would love and need. So, I mean, whether that's from within of drafting or, you know, trading or looking for a free agent, yeah, sure. I would not argue that, yeah, the Stars could probably use another defender or two, but those guys are hard to come by. And yeah, maybe you have to take from your offensive guys up front, and maybe you have to move somebody like that in order to bring another back end guy. But look at Jimmy Neal and his staff. I mean, they addressed that last year, right? And obviously they came up short, but that guy, I mean, Chris Tanev obviously would look unbelievable, you know, back in a star sweater with, you know, how he performed last year. And, you know, now obviously he's in Toronto. So I can't argue your concern or your point about, you know, the back end. Yeah. Could it be better? Yeah. Hell yes. But when you do have the puck a lot, and I think you can probably talk about this with your football team there, right? The best defense in the world is when you have the rock in your hand, right? Like, that's the best defense in the world. Like, you control what's going on. And I think the Stars certainly have that ability when they're going good and they're playing really well, is when the puck is on their stick, regardless if they're scoring, there's no better defense in the game of hockey is that when you do control and you have the puck on your stick.
All right, Eddie, enough this hockey talk. Tell me about this horse journalism at the Derby.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me about this. I need to know.
I will be there. This will be my 11th year working for NBC. I will be there with the TV coverage the first Saturday in May. And if you want to follow some of my picks over the whole weekend, you can go to twinspires.com. That's twinspires.com. I'll have a lot of my picks over the course of Derby and Oaks weekend. And journalism will be the favorite. I think he's probably going to be probably in that 7-2 to 4-1 range. So for people that like to invest, if you wager 100, you might get back 480 or $500, which is a pretty good bet. He looks like he is the real, real deal here. Like, he just looks like he can be close to the lead. He can come off. He's had some adversity. Now, it's a 20-horse field when he gets to Kentucky Derby, but I can tell you right now that I am going to be investing quite a bit on the horse journalism. I'll give you a couple other horses, too. I'll give you one, the name Tiz-tastic. And the other one I like is Sandman.
There you go.
And then the other one I like is If the Horse Gets In. The horse is on the also eligibles, but the other horse I like, I think you got to use underneath, is Baeza. So journalism, Tiz-tastic, Sandman, and Baeza would be the horses that the Derby was running tomorrow that I would be picking and getting my feet wet on our NBC broadcast on the first Saturday in May.
I think your hockey coverage is secondary to your horse racing coverage, by the way, sir. I really do. I mean,
that's very kind of you.
No, you are awesome. I love when they go to you standing there at the board and you're walking us through it. It's my favorite thing.
That's very nice. I appreciate it. It's been a passion of mine. I've been playing. I went to the racetrack as a kid when I was 12 years old, and I've been wearing out a pass to the so-called pitcher's mound ever since. I've been going to the racetrack for, considering I'm an old guy, I'm 58. I've been going there for 46 years, and I'm not going anywhere else. I know that for sure. So thank you for the kind words, and hopefully we can make people a little bit of money on Derby weekend at Churchill Downs.
You're the man, Eddie. Enjoy the Derby, enjoy the Cup, and we'll catch up with you real soon.
I will be in Colorado for Game 4 with the Stars and Avs on TNT, so looking forward to getting back on that series.
Nice. Let's go. We look forward to watching Eddie Olczyk there on TNT here to the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Okay, now, when we come back, it's time for the Chris Young Show. All right, so we're talking with the Rangers president of baseball operations as we hold our breath, hoping for a great Stars performance and victory tonight to even up this series, and we're back with all that here in the Nation.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Yes, sir. Welcome back. It's time for the Chris Young Show here on The Fan, home of the Rangers. It's brought to you by Anheuser-Busch and PlayScore. And a good afternoon, Chris. How the heck are you?
Hey, guys. I'm well. How are you all?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm still watching Langford get called out here at second. I don't understand what the guy was looking at.
Well, look, I disagreed with the call. It's not the first call I'll disagree with, and certainly wish we had at least gotten a chance to see Berger finishes at bat. But the bottom line is we didn't lose that game because of that call. We just didn't really put up any runs, and that ultimately, we had a couple chances there and never really got any big hits, and that cost us the game. So I can't make excuses. We got to score to win, and yesterday we didn't do it. So as much as I'd like to say that stolen base may have cost us, ultimately I'm willing to self-reflect and say we can play better baseball, and if we do, we probably come out on top.
How much better is your expectation of the offense than what we're seeing production-wise right now?
Yeah, significantly better. I mean, I think that we all know this is a group of proven hitters that have a track record of hitting, and so we're just off to a really bad start offensively. It doesn't change the confidence that we have in the group. They're all established. They've got track records of proven success, and we've got to help them get there. And when they do, I think there's a lot of positive regression coming, and the lineup is going to carry us for periods of a time. Over the course of the season, but right now they're off to a slow start, and my hope is that we get hot here soon.
When do you look to maybe make a change? I mean, would leadoff be a consideration? I think that's a question we get asked a lot. Like, we would love to see Wyatt Langford in a leadoff spot.
You know, I think it's about to evaluate all aspects of ways we can get these guys going, and lineup construction is a big part of that. And so I think that we are going to really talk about different ways we can position these guys within the lineup to succeed. And the way we've been going about it the last, the first few weeks of the season hasn't necessarily produced the runs at the level that we're expecting. So Boach and I have had those conversations. The hitting coaches have been involved, and we are very open to making some adjustments here. Just trying to spark the offense and get them going. And it doesn't mean, like, again, that we don't have confidence in these guys. It just means that when we're not performing, we need to be fluid and make some changes that are going to get these guys producing at the level that we expect.
See, why you always give credit and praise to those that work for you and work with you. You have to tip your hat, though, to your medical staff and what they've done with DeGrom and with Mally, and to get them, at least at the start of the season here, pitching at a very, very high level right now.
Yeah, I'm so happy you mentioned that, because it is something that I think gets overlooked at times. And I think we have one of the best medical staffs in all of baseball. It starts with our head athletic trainer, Matt Lucero, our director of performance, Napoleon Pichardo, our team doctor, Keith Meister. He did the surgeries on both Mally and DeGrom. He's overseen their rehab. Our entire medical group, physical therapist Regan Wong, Jacob Newbern, Sean Fields, comprises our medical staff at the big league level. And they have all invested a tremendous amount of time in each one of these players. And I'll throw Kumar Rocker into that mix as well.
Yeah.
Tommy John surgery and rehabbed with our rehab coordinator out in Arizona, Keith Comstock, who is just tremendous. It's a collective effort. Our group deserves the attention that they're receiving right now by keeping these guys on the field. And we've got a long way to go, but our group does a tremendous job of keeping those guys out there. And in fact, I think it's a big reason a couple of these guys have signed with us. is that their familiarity with our medical staff and with Dr. Meister, and it was an important reason for them wanting to be here.
It's Chris Young here with you on 105.3 The Fan. I mean, you've signed some great pitchers here, and Tyler Mahle appears to be one of them. What can you tell us about these first five starts? Not many guys have ever had a five-game stretch like the one he's opened the season with here.
It's been really fun to see. Tyler has worked so hard to be out there. He has been a proven successful major league pitcher in the past when healthy. And health has really been the only thing that's held him back. And we've seen firsthand how hard he's worked, the time, effort that he's put in to make it back. We got a little taste of it last year when he made a few starts coming off Tommy John. But he worked hard this offseason, and he is dialed in right now. I mean, his fastball command is so good. The command of his splitter, mixing in his slider. It's just really fun. He's pitching with confidence, conviction, belief, and you add the command to go with it. The results are really impressive, and our hope is that it continues over the course of the year, but he's been so important to our good start here.
What's the plan for Jack Leiter?
Yeah, Jack's making a rehab, and at which point he'll slide back in the rotation sometime next week. Whether it's Sunday in San Francisco or Monday at home against the A's, but Jack is on the mend. His finger feels great. Going to make a rehab start. And we should see him sometime in the next 7 days.
CY, how about Dustin Harris making the most of his opportunity? You talk with us a lot about performance-based, and he gave you quality at-bats. What are your thoughts on his performance and what you think you could get from him in the future?
Yeah, Dustin's earning his playing time, and he's done a great job. He's stepped right in. He's really, to me, sometimes it's hard for young players when they come up to play with just a passion and a confidence that, takes a little bit of time. And Dustin has been able to step right in and exude that. He's not afraid. He's out there. He's knows what he has to do to succeed. And it's been fun to watch. And the performance, obviously, he's gotten a few hits. He's gotten on base. He's played very good defense. And he's earning his playing time. And our expectation is he's going to continue to be out there and continue to receive more playing time. And if he continues to perform, it'll be hard to take him out of the lineup.
Hey, CY, this is the weird scouting thing in me right now, but I used to be an advanced guy. You're going to this Sutter Health Park, which you guys keep stats and things and numbers on all these parks and stuff and how they play. How does that work when you're going to a place like that you've never been before and playing meaningful games, not exhibition games, but games that count?
Yeah, it's a good question because we've done some analysis on the park itself. Obviously, the Pacific Coast League is known as a tremendous hitters league, that the offensive numbers traditionally in the Pacific Coast League, AAA, are very favorable to hitters. That said, Sacramento leans towards being a pitcher's park based on the data and analysis that our group has done. So that's part of it. And the other piece of this is that tomorrow, the first day of a series, that our guys get out there early, get on the field, they start, they take ground balls, they take fly balls, they play balls off the wall, they get familiar with the dimensions, the bounces. And if you ever come to a big league game early, you'll see this the first game of a series, that the outfield coach will have the outfielders out there and they'll hit balls off the wall and figure out the trajectories and really just how the park is going to play and what weird quirks or bounces you can expect. But that's all part of it. And certainly the home team should know that better. Given that the A's have just moved to Sacramento, I don't know the level of their familiarity with the park, but our guys, we've done the analysis from an R&D standpoint, and then the on-field analysis will come pregame tomorrow when the guys show up for batting practice.
Is that even level, like where the lights, like fly balls into the lights and stuff like that? Maybe in minor league parks, the lights aren't as high and things like that? Is that playing
actually
into that?
Well, it's a great question, and it goes back to my days working at Major League Baseball. One of the things that our group oversaw were the playing conditions, and we had lighting studies in every stadium to ensure that the lights were equal across all 30 ballparks. And so it is one thing that Major League Baseball monitors, and their lights are up to Major League standards.
Okay.
Chris Young here with you on 105.3 The Fan. Okay, could a hitter's park be just what the doctor ordered for Jock Peterson this week?
No, I think so. I mean, I certainly, Jock, I feel for him because it's tough. And Jock is a professional. He obviously a proven track record of success, and he's making his impression on a new organization, a new fan base, and nobody wants to start this way. And to Jock's credit, every day I come down and I ask, I said, how's Jock? How are his spirits? And every single coach, manager, everyone tells me, hey, he's the same guy. He's upbeat. He's positive. He's being a great teammate. He's doing everything you could ask. And so you hate to see somebody go through this, but we have complete confidence Jock will get through this. He's going to break out. He's going to get hot. He's going to carry us when he does. He's so good. I just hate that this is his start to his Ranger tenure here, and I hate it for our fans who obviously had high expectations for him. That said, Jock is going to get through this, and he's going to be great. He's going to help us win a lot of games.
When you have guys that maybe you didn't intend to have everyday roles like a Harris or a Pilar or I guess even Josh Smith, although he's pretty much every day. But, you know, then you have guys who you had in mind for those roles that aren't performing. How do you balance that as far as letting the better hitters play right now, but you got to give Jock time to get his groove back?
Yeah, it's a great question. It's one that I don't have a perfect answer because, obviously, we need Jock, and we're going to need him over the course of the season, and we need to have him in the lineup to work through some of these things that he's working on. But we're also trying to balance that with winning games. And so I think yesterday was a good day for Boach to really give Jock a breather. We have an off day today. So really it means two off days in a row for Jock to kind of reset, maybe clear his head, get away from the game for a day, and come back on Tuesday with a fresh and clear mind. And I think that's just as impactful as keeping him in the lineup. And sometimes you know, by keeping him in the lineup and showing confidence, you know, maybe we're making things a little bit worse. So I think just a balance of, you know, determining what the right point is to pull back, give different guys different looks, and maybe play somebody who we weren't expecting to play. But really what it comes down to is over the course of the year, we're going to have periods where we need those guys that you weren't necessarily expecting, that you don't start and finish with the same nine guys you break spring training with. We're going to need 13, 15, 17, you know, up to 20 position players who are going to contribute and make an impact on our club. And when you get those performances like Dustin Harris, who steps in and helps us win some games, maybe picks us up when somebody else isn't going well, that's what winning teams do. And that's our expectation for our group. And it's been fun to see thus far. But, you know, we want to get our main guys going as well.
Speaking of all the guys that you could need, I know it's early, but if it came to it in a couple of months, is the organization still in a position where you could make moves to get a bat if it gets to that point?
Well, I think just to be determined. We'll see where we are and how our guys are going. I hate looking that far ahead and saying that because it shows to some degree a lack of confidence in the guys we have. So I think the best team we can assemble is the 13 players that we have on our big league team right now. And I really believe that. I believe in the group we have and what they're capable of doing. And I'm not looking ahead. I'm not looking and saying, I wish we had this or I wish we had that. I believe that our group is good enough. And I think this weekend was a great example that we went out and went toe-to-toe with the LA Dodgers, and we're really right there in every game. We could have easily, you know, swept the series. I think we could have easily been swept as well. And so I think that, you know, it just shows that the talent level of this group, we can compete with the best teams in baseball. So I'm not going to look too far ahead and say, I wish we had this or that. What I want is just our group of players right now to perform to the best of their abilities. And if they do that, I think we're good enough to beat anybody.
You're right. It was exciting to watch you guys go toe-to-toe with the Dodgers. The pitching was great. The walk-off from Dolywood. It was an amazing weekend to lose the series. Very entertaining. Oh, anyway, thank you so much for your insights once again, sir. Give them hell. We'll be pulling for you.
Guys, thanks so much. Have a great week.
Cheers. Yeah, there he goes. That Dolly walk-off was amazing.
Oh,
the call by Eric Nadell.
Was great, yeah.
It was beautiful.
I mean, that was like a 30-second call, and it just kept getting better.
I know.
He's like, I'll just add to this masterpiece for another 15 seconds as I describe the action.
Painting the picture Picasso style, dude.
It was.
Nadell's unbelievable.
And there were a lot of Dodgers fans there. That surprised me how many. I guess World Series championship will do it. Everybody wants to come out and see their team, but wow.
Remember when we were broadcasting, I mean, they opened the doors, and all I saw were like Dodger jerseys.
Mm-hmm. They travel really well.
I mean, they really, really do. Their fan base is incredible.
It was fun to break that Shohei news to him on Friday.
Yeah.
That was
that was classic.
I was still played yesterday.
When a guy was guy in the men's room was like, "What?"
Yeah.
Really? He like pulls out his phone. I'm like, "Yeah, you don't have him today."
Not getting ball sacked in his men's room today, sir.
Yeah. All righty. It is draft week and we have a lot of that coming up, including football's finest up next. Chief, what's in store?
The Cowboys are enamored with a player in this draft, and it's going to put a smile on all our faces next in the nation.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. And thanks to Chris Young for joining us, brought to you by PlayScore and Anheuser-Busch. Highlights of Nico's press conference earlier is coming up at the top of the hour, and what I think is actually the first reason to be excited about something Mavs related in 2.5 months. We'll get you that at the top of the hour. Here's Chief with your finest.
Okay, your sports quote of the day comes courtesy of Minnesota Vikings running back Aaron Jones on playing the running back position now in his 30s. Quote, age is just a number. I've been saying that ever since I was a little kid, trying to get older women.
There you go.
Just being very, very honest about that. Now, we also have the news from Mike Silver about the Niners and George Kittle far apart on contract talks. And Kittle is unlikely to report to offseason programs until a deal gets done. So the Niners have been in this for the last couple of years where they have one of their guys that's looking. Now, Kittle's looking to sort of get repaid here because he has gotten a big contract in the past, but the tight end numbers have gone up and up and up a little bit more. And now Kittle is going to be a potential holdout for the Niners while they're still trying to get a grip on the Brock Purdy deal. So definitely less than ideal situation right now when it comes to the San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah, they're no longer in a let's go for it and run it up. They're in a crap, we went for it, it didn't work, and now we got a penny pinch for a while to get things back in order while we're trying to pay our quarterback. I don't think they're going to be competitive for a while.
They also got to get Fred Warner done. He's been trying to get an extension, and that supposedly could be a big one.
That's the guy that's got to be on the priority list. I mean, still in the prime of his career. But it's tough because you're right. They've been so close to a Super Bowl, but they haven't gotten there. But now they have all these aging stars that want to get paid,
yeah.
And they're kind of looking around going, crap, we didn't even get the Super Bowl that we wanted here. And now do we want to try and keep this thing together or blow it up like a little bit earlier than we were anticipating having to? Paying Brock Purdy is obviously going to constrain them quite a bit. But, yeah, Kittle, add him to the list of frustrated Niners.
The Eagles guys got old right around the turn of the decade after they won the Super Bowl. They're getting old. They're like, crap, what do? They went on this monster drafting run and then threw money at it. And unless the Niners do the same thing, they won't be in contention for a while. They need to stack up back-to-back drafts to even, you know, consider it. So I think the NFC is more for the taking than it's ever been.
Speaking of the NFC and those Eagles, Howie Roseman credits Big Dom for being the best dirt finder in the NFL when it comes to trying to get the scoop on these prospects and guys that they want to stay away from, doing all. I mean, I know Broadus has some pretty amazing stories.
He wasn't around Butchie. I mean,
maybe Butchie, he learned from Butchie.
He might have learned. He remember I said Butchie's name.
Yeah, he lit up.
He knew Butchie. Yeah,
that
Butchie.
Was his. He probably did teach him all of his tricks.
Yeah, that's I tell you what, they you've got some people in Philadelphia that can figure out some of the stuff on these players. They've got really good resources for these things.
Private investigation.
Oh, geez, it's amazing. It really, really is.
Sounds like sources in the police department to me.
FBI.
Yeah.
Didn't stop him to draft Jalen Carter, though.
Right. A lot of the
every once in a while, you're just like, you know what? The talent.
Howie's been on like this tour about, oh, we're not taking red flag guys. We're only taking great model citizens. Like, Howie, if the talent's there, you're looking the other way like everyone else. Shut up.
Yeah.
You guys looking to make a booty call this week?
Excuse me?
Josh Booty, John Booty. Who are we talking about, Booty?
Kayshawn
Booty.
LSU Tiger. Yeah. Could be available for trade during the draft weekend. The Cowboys don't get the wide receiver they want. You know, they're down to throw some picks at some underachieving youngsters.
Probably rather try Jamison Williams. I saw his name floated out there, too, the Lions wide receiver. He's got a contract coming up.
Yes, I saw that Albert Breer was reporting that. And Jamison Williams, heck of a talent.
That's speed right there. You want to add speed.
Yeah, you are going to have to pay that man, though. Now, Peter Schrager, formerly of NFL Network, now at the ESPN, said he was on the phones all weekend trying to figure out what's going down with this draft. And he says two names who will go higher than where the consensus mock drafts have them going right now. The edge from Georgia, Mykel Williams, and the tight end from Michigan, Colston Loveland. Plenty more to come this week, he says, but those are the two guys right now that you can expect to go much higher than what the mocks are telling you. Even though I don't think Mykel Williams had a great workout the other day, and apparently he's still dealing with a bit of an ankle issue that dates all the way back to during the season. It's kind of that's a bummer. I mean, I know you're trying to like get yourself ready for the draft, but when you're banged up, fighting through that, I don't know, trying to like the rest, but also being able to work out and you want to do.
If he gets selected before Dallas, watch the epic pin throw I'm going
to
have.
Yeah, Brian's going to be really happy.
Can't wait for that guy to go off the board, not to Dallas.
And I'll just be like,
the win would be kidding. Carolina takes Williams over Walker.
Yeah. That would be the
rule. And then you get Jalen Walker maybe then he's in play.
Well, Walker is in play. That's you just want options there for that, yeah.
But they supposedly love the two Georgia kids, but Walker, I guess, is their priority right now. Yeah.
So Albert Breer has a couple of injury notes when it comes to these guys. Abdul Carter, who's going to go super, super high from Penn State.
Foot still, huh?
Got the foot stuff for sure, but he says that he apparently has a low lean body mass number, which some teams use as a predictor for injuries. So that is something that when you're looking big picture,
Luca, what?
Yeah, lean body mass. I don't know. He, when you look at him, he looks like a guy with plenty of lean body mass.
But he's lean.
There's something there that apparently teams are nervous about.
Is that the tightly wound guy that we talk about? Like our guy with the, with our baseball player?
You know, Josh Young.
Yeah, but I I think it's the opposite, where it's like you don't have enough, like you don't have enough lean body mass, I think is what he's saying there. Like the number's low. They want them to be, have less fat, more muscle, I guess. Yeah. And that's a predictor of future injuries. The Michigan corner, Will Johnson, the knee issue we know about, but they think less in the short term and more about just the longevity of his career. That's the issue with the knee there. Mention, you know, Michael Williams.
You know, he never ran a 40-yard dash in high school at all. When he was getting recruited, like 40 times.
So he's always been scared of his 40.
He's never, in high school, college, and in the pros, have never run a 40-yard dash.
So this is weird on Abdul Carter, like low lean body mass. He doesn't have enough muscle on his frame. How much does he weigh?
He's pretty, like 259 pounds.
How could that be possible? How could he be that athletic at 260 pounds?
I got him at 250. I'm sorry, 250.
Dominating college football.
250.
I know. I mean, Von Miller's playing like 230. He had plenty of lean body fat mass.
I just saw something where Aaron Donald, who's obviously not lacking in the lean body mass department, was talking about when they won the Super Bowl, he weighed 258 pounds.
Yeah, that's insane. That's insane.
That's ridiculous.
Get wore down as the season goes along?
Well, they went and won the Super Bowl, and he was a super beast.
No, that's what I'm saying.
But yeah, that probably is it. He just lost weight throughout the season.
I got you.
I would worry about Bryce Hunter being similar, something like that happening to him.
Travis Hunter?
I'm sorry, Travis Hunter. My bad. Travis Hunter, yeah.
Ohio State offensive tackle Josh Simmons, who Broadus and Walchuk will say is the best tackle in this class. He had the patellar tendon issue in October, tore that. He went through the combine check-in. Impression teams have gotten is that it'll be August before he's fully cleared to play football. So that's part of the reason why you don't see him going super high, because I think if he was an uninjured player, you'd probably be talking about him as a surefire top 5 or 10 pick. But Nick Harris, in his Star Telegram report today, said that as this draft process has gone on, the Cowboys have become more and more enamored with Josh Simmons.
Yeah.
So the offensive tackle from Ohio State, Broadus has been on from the jump, Walchuk as well. Dawson, you're trying to get Tyler Guyton replacement. Yep. Maybe that's more likely than I just have kind of disregarded it because
I'm on.
It takes a lot of self-awareness to admit in 1 year that you're wrong with a guy in Tyler
Guyton.
Could
you blame it on Mike McCarthy and the offensive line coach from last year?
Yeah, you definitely blame it on the offensive line coach for sure. And honestly, they've got a play where you could just kick him to the right if you wanted to, and you can save some money on Terrence Steele. So, like, there is ways that I guess you could convince yourself if you're in that room, like, we can do this.
Guyton just needs one more year of practice. You know, he's going to be great. This is going to be a perfectly good offensive lineman.
And then it could be your Terrence Steele, concession plan or whatever.
Now, Nick,
Nick in that article. Gosh dang it, I'm thinking about food.
My bad for correcting you. That
Nick
was rude.
Stacked the options, like, if it's not a wide receiver. And he said this is pretty much the order that he thinks that it would be. Shamar Stewart from Texas A&M, the edge. Michael Williams from Georgia, also the edge.
Brian's two pen throws.
Here's another one, Brian. Will Johnson, the corner out of Michigan.
Wow.
Kelvin Banks and Josh Simmons. So I'd
That's in order?
Yeah, he said largely in order. So maybe, like, I'm hoping really Simmons is number one.
Hopefully it's in a reverse order.
Yeah.
So you're infatuated with Josh Simmons, but not as much as Kelvin Banks and Will Johnson?
Maybe he's just trying to help his source.
I love the info that's coming through it appears to be more likely than at any point in months offensive linemen still in consideration. I do like the sound of that. We're going to kick off the 5 o'clock hour coming up next. The Expressway at 5:20. G-bag of the day at 5:30, but highlights or lowlights, if you will, of Nico's press conference here for the Mavs, and what I believe is the first reason to be optimistic for MFFLs in 2.5 months. That's coming up next year. It's the G-Bag Nation of the Fan.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes. which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Some people follow the rules. I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.